coincidence? I think not. Taken from Luke chapter 10, verse 31. You may have heard this message before. I wrote it some time ago. Why did I choose to share it again today? It just seemed like a good time. If it causes you to think differently, it must be a coincidence. Coincidence. I one time heard and adopted the theory that there was no such thing as a coincidence. Nothing happened by chance, which was my understanding of the word. I believe that every situation fits into God's beautifully twisted plan. Have you ever considered the word? Do you think sometimes there is no other way to explain things? My belief that the word should not exist was challenged when I set out to prove it. I found a surprise in God's word. By coincidence, a Kohen, priest, was going down that road. Jesus used that word, so it must be a true and useful word. However, he was talking in a parable in the language of the people, so I sought out other opinions. I found the origin quoted in Psychology Today. Ken Gadavinos translates the origin of the word, which comes from the Greek word synkrion, which is a combination of two words, syn and curious. Syn means together with, and curios means supreme in authority. A biblical definition then would be what occurs together by God's providential arrangement of circumstances. Broken down and explained like that, I can see the use of coincidence all through my life. Seems a bit strange that for 45 years, that word has irritated me. But when I sat down to show why we as Christians shouldn't use it, God showed me why we should use it proudly. Father arranged the circumstances providentially for me to find the biblical definition to change my message today. Coincidence? I believe it was. What can you call a coincidence in your life? If you are encouraged by this, please share.